我们打开圣经诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 91 in the Bible.
在靠近圣经中间的地方。
Approximately close to the middle of the Bible.
我们翻到诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 91.
这一篇一共十六节。
There are 16 verses here.
让我们弟兄和姊妹们一起来念，轮流来念。
Let the brothers and sisters take turn reading.
我们弟兄先来。
Let the brothers start.
住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网络和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭；你不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的病毒。天人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你为亲眼观看，见恶人遭报。耶和华是我的避难所，我将至高者当你的居所。祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。你要吩咐他的使者在你行的一切道路上保护你，他们能用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。你要踹在狮子和毁蛇的身上，见他少壮狮子和大蛇。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。若求告我，我就应允他，他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。去祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
感谢你这样浩大的恩典。
We thank you for this abundant grace.
让你自己的慈爱来覆庇在我们的身上。
So that your loving kindness may cover us.
早晨我们都一同的藏躲在你自己翅膀的底下。
This morning we all hide under your wings.
求主早晨在这里向我们说话。
May you speak to us this morning.
用你的救恩来光照我们。
Use your salvation to enlighten us.
求你把我们摆在高处。
May you put us on a high place.
让我们都藏躲在基督的里面。
And hide us in Christ.
拯救我们脱离一切的试探。
Save us from all temptation.
救我们脱离一切的凶恶。
Save us from all evil.
因为你的爱永远长存。
Because your love endures forever.
你的爱永远都不改变。
Your love never changes.
没有什么可以使我们与你的爱隔绝。
There's nothing that can separate us from your love.
求你早晨借着圣灵再把你的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
May you through the Holy Spirit pour out your love.
让我们在这里来遇见你。
So that we can meet you here.
让我们在这里来听见主向我们说话的声音。
So that we can hear the voice that speaks to us this morning.
我们一同的来等候你。
We wait for you together.
求你的圣灵在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us.
你的同在覆庇我们。
May your presence cover us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
诗篇九十一篇是我们弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢的诗篇。
Psalm 91 is a psalm that all the brothers and sisters adore.
这是我个人非常宝贝的一篇的诗篇。
This is also a psalm that I treasure personally.
特别是在最近这段时间，主借着这一篇的诗篇来安慰我的心。
The Lord has used this psalm to comfort my heart.
所以我觉得 觉得这篇诗篇更加的宝贵。
So I feel that this psalm is indeed more precious.
这里面诗人告诉我们一件非常荣耀的事。
Here the psalmist tells us a very glorious thing.
他告诉我们说，至高者乃是我们的居所。
It says that the Most High is our dwelling place.
在第九节这里。
This is in verse 9.
在中文的圣经里说，耶和华是我的避难所。
Here the Chinese says that the Lord is my refuge.
你将至高者当你的居所。
You have used the Most High as your dwelling place.
当我们读这样话的时候，好像我们不能够明白他在讲什么。
It's like we cannot understand it in Chinese.
如果我们来读英文的话。
But if we study the English.
如果我们读原文的话。
If we study the original language.
他告诉我们说，至高者就是我们的主。
It tells us that the Most High is
就是这位耶和华神。
It is Jehovah the Lord.
他是我们的避难所。
He is our refuge.
他一直是我们的避难所。
He has always been our refuge.
但今天我不仅把他当作避难所。
However, today not only do I consider him my refuge.
我今天要把至高者当作我的居所。
Today I consider the Most High my dwelling place.
避难所和居所是不相是不一样的。
The refuge is different from the dwelling place.
当佛罗里达在那里刮大风的时候。
When there are hurricanes in Florida,
很多人都躲到避难所的里面。
Many people hid themselves in the refuge.
但是他们平时生活却不在避难所当中。
However, their daily lives do not take place in
the refuge. 他们有自己的居所。
They have their own dwelling places.
他们有自己的生活。
They have their own lives.
但是这个诗人他告诉我们。
However, the psalmist tells us here.
从前，当他有难处的时候，他以耶和华为他的避难所。
Earlier, when he had difficulties, he uses the Lord as his refuge.
当他遇到艰难的时候，他藏躲在主的里面。
When he encountered difficulties, he hid himself in the Lord.
但在这里，他见证一件事。
However, he testified of one thing.
他不仅仅把至高者当他的避难所。
Not only did he take the Lord as his refuge.
他以至高者为他的居所。
He used the Most High as his dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，我们都晓得主是我们的避难所。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that the Lord is our refuge.
就连外邦人、不信主的人，他们也晓得主是他们的避难所。
Even Gentiles and people who do not believe know that the Lord is the refuge.
所以当人生了疾病的时候
，So when people have sicknesses,
当人有了。事情过不去的时候
when they have things they cannot overcome
他们来到教会的里面
they come to the church
他们来投靠耶和华
they seek help
他们知道耶和华乃是他们的避难所
they know the Lord is their refuge
虽然有的时候他们觉得没有神
even though they know that there's no God
虽然他们有抵挡神
even though they oppose God
但他们内心的深处他们晓得一件事
But in the deepest part of their heart they know one thing
耶和华是我们的避难所
the Lord is our refuge
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, today we have been saved by grace.
我们今天已经成了神的儿女。
We have become children of God.
我们不能停在这个阶段。
We cannot stop at this phase.
我们不能够只说耶和华是我们的避难所。
We cannot merely say that the Lord is our refuge.
我们要像这篇诗篇的诗人那样。
We have to be like the psalmist in this psalm.
我们说他是我们的居所。
We want to say he is our dwelling place.
我们要以至高者当我们的居所。
We have to have the Most High as our dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在所有的受造物的里面。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that among all the created things.
人的居所是非常特别的。
Man's dwelling place is indeed unique.
你看看天空的飞鸟。
You look at the birds in the sky.
它有一个窝就满足了。
As long as they have a nest, they are satisfied.
它有一个居所。
They have a dwelling place.
它的居所就是一个窝。
His dwelling place, its dwelling place is a nest.
你看那个狐狸，它有个洞，它就满足了。
You see that the foxes are satisfied with the hole that they have.
它就没有什么非分之想了。
And they have nothing in additional.
它的一生就够了。
And for his own life, it is enough.
因为它有一个居所。
Because it has a dwelling place.
它的居所乃是一个洞。
Its dwelling place is a hole.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上，我们的居所是什么
？Brothers and sisters, on this earth, what is our dwelling place?
是一个窝吗
？Is it a nest?
是一个洞吗
？Is it a hole?
我们这窝跟洞是不一样的。
We know that a hole is different from a nest.
你看那个洞是很简单的。
A hole is very simple.
你可以今天住这个洞。
Today you can be in this hole.
明天你可以搬到另外一个洞。
Tomorrow you can move to another hole.
那窝就不一样。
A nest is different.
窝，不知道还有没见过鸟窝。
I don't know what you've seen a bird nest.
我们家后院有一个大的鸟窝。
In our backyard, there's a huge big nest.
刮大风的时候，就把它刮到地上来。
When there's a big wind, the whole nest came down.
我去把它抬起来。
I held it up.
非常的重。
It's very heavy.
有许多的叶子，有许多的树枝，还有许多的泥土。
There's a lot of twigs and mud.
窝是不容易搬的。
It's harder to move a nest.
我觉得说，当我们刚到美国的时候，我们都在住在洞里面。
When we first moved to the United States, we all lived in holes.
我们住在公寓的当中。
We lived in apartments.
我们今天住这个洞，我们下一次可以住在另外一个洞。
Today we lived in this hole. Tomorrow we can move to another hole.
我们搬起来都非常容易的。
It is very easy for us to move.
然后当我们住了房子以后。
After we've lived in a house,
你发现我们有一个窝。
You notice that we have a nest.
窝是不容易搬的。
It is not easy to move a nest.
那个鸟很难搬它的窝的。
Birds, it is very hard for birds to move its nest.
所以当我们说有了房子，我们就安顿下来了。
So we say after we have a house, we settle down.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的居所是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is our dwelling place today?
是一个窝吗？
Is it a nest?
是一个洞吗？
Is it a hole?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
诗人告诉我们
The psalmist tells us
我们有一个居所
We have a dwelling place
人有一个特别的居所
People have a special dwelling place
因为人的居所是非常特别的弟兄姊妹
Because our dwelling places are very unique
你发现人的居所、有很多条件
We know that there are a lot of conditions in a man's dwelling
人的居所 是有永恒性的
Our dwelling places have eternal values.
所以人当建自己的居所的时候，总盼望它能够存到下一代。
So when a man built his dwelling house, he always hoped that it can pass it on to the next generation.
人的居所是必须丰富的。
And the dwelling place must be abundant.
是能够满足所有需要的。
So it can satisfy our needs.
人的居所必须是平安的。
Man's dwelling place must be peaceful.
所以你找学区的时候，你找这个房子的时候，你得找一个安全的地方。
So when you look for a school district, you look for a dwelling place, you look for a safe place.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上找得到这样的居所吗
？Brothers and sisters, can we find a dwelling place on this earth?
在诗篇九十篇那里就告诉我们。
In Psalm 90, it tells us.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
这真是一个荣耀的启示。
This is indeed a glorious revelation.
至高者，他乃是把他自己当作我们的居所。
The Almighty has considered himself as our dwelling place.
他世世代代都做我们的居所。
He has been our dwelling place in all generations.
照着犹太拉比的他们的这个传统。
According to the traditions of the Jewish rabbis,
诗篇九十篇和九十一篇都是摩西的诗篇。
Psalm 90 and 91 are both Psalms of Moses.
当我们读这两篇诗篇的时候
，As we read these two psalms,
那这两篇诗篇就是摩西一生的写照。
These two psalms is a reflection of the entire
life
of Moses.
摩西一生一共120年。
Moses is 120 years when he died.
分成三个40年。
And his life is divided into 3 40-year periods.
在头一个四十年的里面
，In his first 40 years,
他有一个窝。
He has a nest.
是一个最豪华的窝。
It is the most glorious.
是全世界人都非常向往的一个窝。
It is a nest that everybody in the world look up to.
我不知道大家有没有住过一个很好的窝。
I don't know whether you have lived in a very nice nest.
我有一次出去传道，弟兄把我安排在一个弟兄的家里。
One time I was preaching outside, and they arranged for me to sit in a brother's home.
那个家真的太非常的大。
The home is very very big.
那个家有电梯的。
They have elevators in that home.
那个仆人告诉我说，这个家有10个冰箱。
The servants told me that this home contains 10 refrigerators.
我想摩西住的地方比这个要大太多。
I think that Moses, the place where he lived, was much bigger than
this. 摩西的窝是何等豪华的一个窝。
Moses' nest was a very fancy one.
有一次有一个朋友跟我说他在国内什么都吃过。
One friend told me that he has eaten everything in China.
熊掌都吃过的。
He has eaten the palm of bears.
还有什么？反正很好吃的鱼翅还吃过。
He has eaten shark's fin.
他说什么都吃过。
He has eaten everything.
我想对摩西来讲，这些都淡而无味。
I think that to Moses, they tasted nothing.
有一次，有机会去陪陈弟兄，那时候他还在医院里面。
One time I was accompanying Brother Chen. At the time he was still in the hospital.
我看那个医院是那个设备相当的好。
The hospital was very well equipped.
就是人家说那个床就比一个轿车的价钱还要贵。
They say that the bed costs more than a regular car.
那个小小房间里面有十一盏的灯。
There were 11 lamps in that room, little room.
七种的功能。
And with 7 different functions.
看那个墙上有一排的那个窟窿，一排的那个出去孔。
There were all these
equipped. 每一个孔啊，就一种的气。
Oh, there were 7 different holes that can come, that can have gases coming out.
我不晓得摩西生病的时候有没有这样的一个设备。
I don't know whether Moses had a room equipped like
that. 但我相信，当摩西生病的时候，一定有很多人来服侍他。
However, I do believe that when Moses got sick, there were a lot of
people. 他这里有一个最好的窝呀。
And even if he had the best nest,
我想没有什么窝比他住的窝更好的窝。
There's nobody who could live in a better nest than he.
但当你读诗篇九十篇的时候
，However, if you read Psalm 90,
他说转眼成功。
It says that everything is as we find.
他说好像一声的叹息。
Our life is just a sigh.
这是他头四十年的生活。
This is his life for the first 40 years.
他中间的四十年，他有一个洞。
In the middle 40-year period, he had a hole.
他住在米甸的旷野。
He lived in the Midian wilderness.
他住在他岳父叶推罗的家里。
He lived in the home of his father-in-law
Jethro. 那个洞也是一个非常好的洞。
That hole was also a good hole.
那好像一个世外的桃源。
It was like a resort, not of this world.
没有任何的征战。
There were no warfare.
是一个非常平静的一个洞。
It was a peaceful hole.
一个平安的一个洞。
It was a peaceful hole.
有的人说我不愿意住在王宫里面。
Some people said I'm not willing to live in
palaces. 我愿意住在世外桃源的里面。
I would rather live in a resort.
摩西就住在这样一个洞里面。
So Moses lived in a hole such as that.
但是当你读诗篇九十篇的时候
，However, when you read Psalm 90,
转眼成。
It's like we just fly away.
所经夸的是劳苦愁烦。
Everything is just labor and sorrow.
还是一声的叹息。
And everything is but a sigh.
当我们读诗篇九十一篇的时候。
But as we read Psalm 91,
这是摩西最后四十年的经历。
This is the experience of the last 40 years of Moses' life.
在这最后四十年里，他没有窝。
In the last 40 years, he did not have a nest.
他连一个洞都没有。
He didn't even have a hole.
但是至高者成了他的居所。
However, the Most High is his dwelling place.
我们看看诗篇九十一篇里面。
As we read Psalm 91.
这样的日子能够过下去吗？
Can you live your life like this?
到处都是野兽。
There were beasts everywhere.
到处都是毒蛇。
There were serpents everywhere.
到处都是病毒在那里横行。
There were sicknesses and viruses.
弟兄姊妹，如果说生活条件来讲
，Brothers and sisters, if you consider the living conditions,
九十一篇这里所说的生活条件是最差的一个生活条件。
The living conditions in Psalm 91, the worst.
在这样的生活条件里面，应该天天叹气了。
Under these living circumstances, we should be sighing.
应该天天是叹气的。
We should be sighing every day.
一定是一声的叹息的。
It should be a sigh.
但是当我们读诗篇九十一篇的时候
，But as you read Psalm 91,
当我们读到最后一节的时候
，As you read the last verse,
说足享长寿
，With a long life, I will satisfy him.
完全的满足啊
！It's total satisfaction.
人怎么能够满足呢？
How can men be satisfied?
怎么能在这样的环境里满足呢
？How can men be satisfied under these circumstances?
因为他以至高者当他的居所。
Because the Most High is his dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，有谁愿意这一生是一声的叹息呢
？Brothers and sisters, who want their lives to be a sigh?
我想没有人愿意这一生只是一声的叹息。
No one wants to have their life to be a sigh.
弟兄姊妹，但是如果我们不以至高者为我们的居所
However, brothers and sisters, if we do not have the Most High as our dwelling place,
你发现我们这一生就是一生的叹息。
You realize that our life is just a sigh.
我们从前得救之前就是这样。
Before we were saved, we were like this.
我们活在罪恶之下。
We lived under the
dominion of sin. 我们在罪恶的权势之下。
We're under the dominion of sin.
我们在神的震怒之下。
We are wasted away by the
fire of God. 无论我们住怎样的窝。
No matter what nest we lived in.
无论我们搬到怎样的洞。
No matter what holes we moved to.
我们这一生就是一生的叹息。
Our lives were but a sigh.
我们今天蒙恩得救。
Today we have been saved by grace.
我们不在神的震怒之下了。
We're not declining under his fury.
我们今天乃在恩典之下。
We're under his grace.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天在恩典之下。
Brothers and sisters, if we are under grace.
可我们今天所寻找的居所还是一个窝。
However, the dwelling place that we're seeking after is still a nest.
我们所找的居所还是一个洞的话。
And our dwelling place is still a hole.
你发现我们这一生还是一生的叹息。
You discover that our lives are still but a sigh.
你看看以色列人光景就是这样。
You look at the condition of the Israelites.
他们蒙恩得救了。
They have been saved by grace.
他们过了红海。
They have passed through the Red Sea.
他们朝着迦南地而去。
They headed toward the Canaan.
这是何等的荣耀。
This is so glorious.
但是他们一直要在地上找一个窝。
However, they were trying to look for a nest on this earth.
他们一直要在地上找一个洞。
They were looking for a hole on this earth.
所以38年过去了。
So 38 years after,
在旷野绕了三十八年，又回到原来的地方。
They circled in the wilderness for 38 years, and they came to the same place again.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不以至高者为我们的居所，
brothers and sisters, if we do not have the Most High as our dwelling place,
我们只要寻求一个窝，或者我们只需要寻求一个洞的话，
and we're only looking for a nest or a hole,
我们可以参加查经聚会。
We can participate in the Bible studies.
我们可以查一年、两年、三年、四年。
We can be in Bible studies for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years.
我们可以查上三十八年。
We can be in Bible studies for 38 years.
你发现到了三十八年的时候，所问的问题和三十八年之前一模一样。
You realize that after 38 years, the question you were asking is still the same as 38 years ago.
这难道不是一声叹息吗？
Isn't this a life but a sigh?
这难道不是一声叹息吗？
Isn't this a sigh?
如果今天我们被主的爱所激励，
Today, if we are spurred on by His love,
我们愿意起来跟随主，
and we're willing to stand up and follow,
我们要侍奉我们的神，
and we want to serve our God.
我们知道在地上的时候，就一般人这样愿意来跟随主。
We know that there were,
当主耶稣在地上的时候，
when the Lord Jesus was on earth, there was a people like that who wanted to follow Him and serve Him.
主怎么回答他们呢？
What did the Lord say to him?
主没有说是，也没有说不。
The Lord did not say yes or no.
主回答他们说，天空的飞鸟有个窝。
The Lord said, the birds of the air have nests.
地上的狐狸有个洞。
The foxes have holes.
人子在地上，却没有站头的地方。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
有的时候我们把这句话当作主在地上很贫穷的意思。
Sometimes we took these words and say that it means that he is very poor on this earth.
但我觉得当主在这里回答这些有心愿的人的时候，
However, I feel that when the Lord was responding to these people who have this will,
主告诉这些要跟随他的人，
the Lord was telling these people who wanted to follow,
如果你们不以至高者为你们的居所的话，
that if you do not have the Most High as your dwelling place,
有一天你会跟不上的，
one day you will not be able to follow on.
所以我们在地上看见说，有些人在约翰第六章就跟不上了。
So you see that some people have fallen back in John 6.
那个时候成千上万的人离开了我们的主。
At that time, tens and thousands of people have left our Lord.
就剩下十二个人了。
And then only 12 people were left.
主问他们说，你们也要离去吗？
And then the Lord asked them, are you going to depart too?
彼得就代表十二个门徒说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Peter, representing all the disciples, said, you have the way of the eternal life. Who else should we follow?
他那个时候彼得还不晓得以至高者为他的居所。
However, Peter at the time did not have his Most High as his dwelling place.
所以你发现跟到大祭司院子的时候，他就跟不下去了。
So that you see that when Peter followed the Lord to the courtyard of the high priest, he could not follow anymore.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天有心愿侍奉我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this desire to serve our God,
如果我们不晓得以至高者做我们的居所，
but if we do not have the Most High as our dwelling place,
有一天我们会跟不上。
One day we will not be able to follow.
有一天我们还是一声的叹息。
One day our life would still be but a sigh.
所以我觉得这一篇的诗篇对于我们是非常非常重要的一篇诗篇。
So I think that this is a very, very important psalm.
对于我们的生活，对于我们的侍奉，都是非常非常紧要的。
This is very important to our living and our service.
特别当我们在患难中的时候。
Particularly when we are in tribulation.
特别是我们有特别大的心愿要来跟随主的时候。
Particularly when we have a great desire to
follow the Lord. 特别是我们在一场属灵征战中的时候。
Particularly when we're in spiritual warfare.
我们太需要以至高者为我们的居所。
We truly need the Most High as our dwelling place.
我们知道诗篇九十一篇是非常有名的一篇诗篇。
We know that Psalm 91 is indeed a very famous psalm.
这篇诗篇它有名不仅仅是因为它对我们有很多的帮助。
It was famous not because it has given us much help.
它有名还有另外一个很重要的原因。
There's another reason why it is so famous.
就是神的仇敌好像也把他的眼睛盯在这一篇的诗篇上。
Even the enemy of God has fixed his eyes on this psalm.
我们知道当主耶稣受试探的时候。
We know that when the Lord was being tempted.
仇敌从整本圣经里就挑了一处的圣经。
The enemy has picked one verse from the Bible out of the entire Bible.
就是在诗篇九十一篇。
It is in Psalm 91.
那个时候，他把我们的主带到殿顶上。
At that time, he brought the Lord to the top of the temple.
跳下去吧。
And he said, "Jump from there."
没有关系的。
Don't worry.
因为经上记着说。
Because it is recorded.
他要吩咐他的使者。用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
He will give his angels charge concerning you, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
仇敌有一个诡计。
The enemy has a trick.
就让人不要以至高者为他的居所。
Which is to not use the Most High as a dwelling place.
你可以在地上有个最好的窝。
You can have a very good nest on this world.
你可以在地上有个最豪华的洞。
You can have the best hole in this world.
如果主假设，我们不能这样假设。如果说那个时候跳下去的话
，But if the Lord jumped at that time,
可能他在地上有一个最好的窝。
Maybe he had the best nest on this earth.
最伟大的窝。
The grandest nest.
仇敌知道，只要人离开至高者这个居所。
The enemy knows that as long as man leaves the dwelling place of the Most High,
人一定失败。
Man will surely fail.
我们知道休斯顿的蚊子是非常厉害的。
We know that mosquitoes in Houston are very fierce.
所以到夏天，虽然外面很热，我们让孩子出去的时候，还是给他穿着长袖长裤，穿上袜子。
So even if it's very hot in the summer, we still put on long sleeve shirts and long pants and socks.
那么脸上还有喷上 off.
We also have sprayed off on our face.
只要你有一个地方没有遮住的话，那个蚊子一定咬上来的。
If you have one spot that is not covered, the mosquitoes will surely attack you.
仇敌比蚊子厉害多了。
The enemy is more fierce than the mosquitoes.
如果我们不藏躲在基督的里面。
If we do not hide ourselves under the
Christ, 如果我们不以至高者为我们的居所
，If the Most High is not our dwelling place,
弟兄姊妹，我们哪个地方露在外面，哪个地方仇敌就攻击我们。
Brothers and sisters, whichever area is exposed, whichever area will be attacked by the enemy.
有的时候觉得我们很多地方都顺服了。
Sometimes we feel that we have submitted to the Lord in many
areas. 我就这只手不能顺服。
It's only this hand that cannot submit.
我就这只手露在外面。
There's just only one hand that is exposed on the
outside. 这只露在外面的时候就是我们的失败。
And this hand that is exposed on the outside is our failure.
就是这个耳朵它不能顺服，其他都顺服了。
Sometimes it's just our ears that cannot submit. Everything
无论你在哪个地方露在外面，仇敌就来攻击我们。
No matter what part is exposed on the outside, the enemy will attack us.
所以诗篇九十一篇对于我们神的儿女来讲实在是太重要了。
Therefore, Psalm 91 is indeed too important to the children of God.
因为这里告诉我们说，至高者乃是我们的居所。
Here it says that the Most High is our dwelling place.
所以早晨我们盼望，就借着九十一篇，我们来看一看，我们怎样的来以至高者当成我们的居所。
So this morning we'll use Psalm 91 to see how we can have the Most High as our dwelling place.
这篇诗篇一共十六节。
There are 16 verses in this psalm.
那么我把它分成两部分。
I've separated them into two parts.
第一节是一段。
Verse 1 is the first part.
它告诉我们说什么叫做以至高者为我们的居所。
It tells us the meaning of having the Most High as our dwelling place.
它告诉我们说住在至高者里面人有什么样的特点。
He tells us for the people who dwell in the Most High as their dwelling place, the characteristics of these people.
第二节到第十六节，他告诉我们说，如果一个人以至高者为他的居所。
Verse 2 to 16 tells us if a man has the Most High as his dwelling place,
他所领受的福分。
The blessings that he receives.
而这里他同时也告诉我们怎样能够进到这样的福分里面。
Here it also talks about how you can enter into these blessings.
下面我们就仔细来看一下。
So let's study these verses carefully.
第一节，他说：“住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。”
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这里他告诉我们说，到底什么叫做以至高者为我们的居所？
Here it tells us how we can have the Most High as our dwelling place.
这里说到住在至高者隐秘处的。
Here it talks about dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
Secret place.
Secret place.
至高者有一个隐秘处。
The Most High has a secret place.
神的隐秘处是哪里呢？
Where is the secret place of the Most High, of God?
神有没有一个隐秘处呢？
Does God have a secret place?
如果我们读新约圣经，我们就看得很清楚。
If we read the New Testament, we can see it very clearly.
在哥罗西书第二章那里。
In Colossians chapter 2.
神的一个 secret, 神有一个奥秘，就是基督。
There is a secret of God, which is Christ.
所以在新约的光里面，我们看得就非常的清楚。
So under the light of the New Testament, we can see it
very clearly. 什么叫以至高者为我们的居所呢？
So what does it mean to have the Most High as our dwelling place?
就是住在主里面。
Which is to dwell in Christ.
住在主里面就是以至高者为我们的居所。
To dwell in Christ is to have the Most High as our dwelling place.
摩西那个时候他不晓得这些的名词。
Moses did not know all these terminologies.
但是他里面确实非常的明亮。
However, in him it is full of light.
我觉得他描述的更加的形象。
He has described it more graphically.
至高者乃是我们的居所。
The Most High is our dwelling place.
所以今天我们常常说到住在主里面。
So today we talk about abiding Christ.
活在圣灵的当中。
To live in the Holy Spirit.
跟随圣灵。
To follow the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵。
To be mindful of the Holy Spirit.
枝子连在葡萄树上。
The branches are connected with the vine.
这些都是一件事的不同的描述。
These are different descriptions of the same thing.
所以这是什么叫做以至高者为我们的居所。
This is what it means to have the Most High as your dwelling place.
就是住在基督的里面。
Which is to abide in Christ.
就是住在主里面。
Which is to abide in Christ.
如果一个人他住在主里面。
If a man dwell, abides in Christ.
在他身上有什么样的特点呢？
What characteristics does he manifest?
这里他告诉我们说住在至高者隐秘处的。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
这个住这个字在这个原文的词里面它有这个 quiet dwelling 的意思，有这个安静居住的意思。
The word dwells here in the original language contains the meaning of quietly dwells.
你住在一个人的隐秘处，你不会大喊大叫的。
You will not shout and scream in the secret place of a man.
一个住在主里的人在他身上有一个安静的灵。
Somebody who dwells in the Lord has a spirit of quietness.
外面可能还有很多的服事。
On the outside, he may have many, many services.
他里面有一个安静的灵。
However, inside him, he has a quiet spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这个安静的灵对我们来讲太重要了。
This quiet spirit is indeed very important to us.
我们都晓得，我们得救在乎归回安息。
We all know that it is in.
我们都晓得得力在乎平静安稳。
It is in repentance and rest that you shall be safe, and quietness and trust is your strength.
安静的灵乃是我们属灵的能力。
The quiet spirit is our spiritual strength.
你发现神做事都非常安静。
You know that when God does anything, it is always very quiet.
神让太阳来普照大地。
God allows the sun to shine over the whole world.
给我们多少的祝福。
It has brought forth many, many blessings.
让地上更新变化。
And let the earth be renewed and transformed.
一点声音都没有。
There's no sound.
这个我在说到我那个丝瓜。
I will talk about my Chinese melon again.
那个丝瓜现在已经不能吃了。
I cannot eat my Chinese melon anymore.
但是当它长大的时候，一点声音都没有。
As it matured, it did not have any sound.
过两天一下子就长大了。
In 2 days, it grew up.
再过两天就变老了。
In 2 days, it grew old.
一点声音都没有。
No sound at all.
弟兄姊妹，神做事跟人做事不一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, the way how God does things is different from how man does things.
神好像在安静中就成就了万有。
It is as if in quietness that God accomplishes everything.
这是他的能力。
This is his strength.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到播影聚会里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we come to the table meeting.
有的时候环境会有些的扰乱。
Sometimes there are disturbances in the
可能你觉得有一首的诗歌一下选好像不合适。
Maybe you feel that one hymn is not picked appropriately.
但是我们要有一个安静的灵。
However, we have to have a quiet spirit.
你发现如果我们里面维持一个安静的灵的话，
You realize if you maintain a quiet spirit,
整个的聚会还是有一个属灵的能力。
The whole meeting still have a spiritual strength.
虽然外面来讲有些的扰乱。
Even though there may be disturbances on the outside,
可能孩子们有些的扰乱。
Maybe the children have are disturbing.
可能哪个人的手机忘了关了。
Maybe some people forgot to turn off their cell phones.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有一个安静的灵。
However, brothers and sisters, we have a quiet spirit.
那是整个聚会属灵的能力。
That is the entire spiritual strength of the meeting.
让我们在家里面也是一样。
It is the same way at home.
有的时候，有的家庭愿意打开接待弟兄姊妹。
Some families are willing to open their homes to receive brothers and sisters.
但是那个姊妹就很担心，说我们家先生不会讲话。
However, the wife would worry that the husband cannot speak.
我们家先生不是站讲台的弟兄。
My husband is not somebody who can stand at the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，一个家属灵的能力不在乎先生会不会讲什么。
Brothers and sisters, the spiritual strength of a family does not depend on whether the husband can preach a sermon or not.
一个家属灵能力在乎这个家有没有一个安静的灵。
Spiritual strength of a family depends on whether the family has a quiet spirit.
有的时候我们盼望改变对方。
Sometimes we hope to change the other side.
我们盼望用声音高八度来压住对方。
We want to use a higher pitch to cover the other person's voice.
把他压住了。
So that we can cover him up.
把他说服了。
So that we can persuade him.
低头了。
So that he would bow his head.
弟兄姊妹，没有能力。
Brothers and sisters, this is no strength.
过我们里面有个安静的灵。
However, if we have a quiet spirit,
有个谦卑顺服的心。
If we have a humble and submissive heart,
这个家有属灵的能力。
This family has a spiritual strength.
这个家可以打开的。
This family can be opened up.
这个家可以服侍弟兄姊妹。
This family can be can serve brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我们怎么会有一个安静的灵呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we have a quiet spirit before God?
以至高者为我们的居所。
Which is to have the Most High as your dwelling place.
这是住在主里面的人头一个特点。
This is the first characteristic of a person who dwells in the Lord.
他们身上有一个安静的灵。
Which is that in them there is a quiet spirit.
后面他告诉我们说，就必住在全能者的荫下。
Then it tells us that he will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这个英文说就是 shadow， 就是个影子。
It is a shadow.
所以必住在全能者的影子的底下。
So you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
一个住在主里的一个人，在他身上有一个影子。
He who dwells in the Lord has a shadow.
有一个全能者的影子。
Which is the shadow of the Almighty.
其实我们发现，你和谁亲近哈，你身上就有谁的影子。
You actually discover that whoever you draw near to, you will have the shadow of that person.
我和我太太结婚了，已经八年多了。
I have been married to my wife for 8 years.
好几次有人一口咬定我是台湾来的。
Several times, people are very sure that I came from Taiwan.
我身上有个台湾人的影子。
I have the shadow of the Taiwanese people.
当我和我太太回到 这个台北的时候，他们说这是从北京来的。
As me and my wife went to Taipei, they said that she is from Beijing.
他说我太太是从北京来的。
They think that my wife is from Beijing.
在我太太身上有一个北京人的影子。
Because my wife has a shadow of somebody from Beijing.
所以你有的时候你看那些拜惯了偶像的人。
And you see people who have been worshiping idols all their
lives. 他拜了一辈子偶像的人。
And they worshiped idols all their lives.
你真的看他们身上有一个偶像的影子。
You see that they have a shadow of the idol in them.
如果我们亲近我们的神。
However, if we draw near to God.
如果我们常常住在主的里面。
If we dwell in the Lord constantly.
在我们身上有一个影子。
In us, there's a shadow.
在我们身上有一个全能者的影子。
Which is the shadow of the Almighty.
当我们的主行走在地上的时候。
As our Lord walked on this earth.
他身上有个全能者的影子。
He also had the shadow of the Almighty.
他是何等的谦卑，何等的温柔。
He was so humble and so gentle.
谁都可以来到他的面前。
Everyone could come before him.
谁有了需要都可以来求他。
Everybody who had the need could come and entreat with him.
他虽然是那样的圣洁。
Even though he was so holy.
但他的圣洁却不把别人置之千里之外。
However, his holiness did not expel people.
但是在他身上有个全能者的影子。
Because in him there is the shadow of the Most High, of the Almighty.
人都怕他。
And no one was.
人一面亲近他，人一面怕他。
So that no one would come near to him and still be fearful of him.
当摩西率领以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
As Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
看在摩西身上有一个全能者的影子。
There was also a shadow of the Almighty in Moses.
人可以拿石头把摩西砸死。
People can throw rocks and kill Moses.
但是在摩西面前，没有一个敢拜金牛犊。
However, before Moses, no one was willing to worship the golden calf.
在他身上有一个全能者的影子。
Because in him, there's a shadow of the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，住在主里面的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, someone who dwells in the Lord.
他里面不仅有一个安静的灵。
Not only does he have a quiet spirit.
在他身上有一个全能者的影子。
In him, there's also the shadow of the Almighty.
这是什么叫做以至高者为我们的居所？
This is to have the Most High as our dwelling place.
这是住在主里面的人他身上的特点。
This is these are the characteristics of somebody who dwell in the Lord.
那么第二节到第十六节。
From verse 2 to 16,
告诉我们住在主里面，我们所得着的福分。
It goes over the blessings that we would have when we dwell in the Lord.
那么在这一个大段里面，我把它分成三个部分。
Among this big part, I have characterized them into three subparts.
第二节到第四节是一段。
There's a subpart from verse 2 to 4.
这段告诉我们，我们如果住在主里面。
If we dwell in the Lord,
我们就得着一个属天的智慧。
We have a spiritual wisdom.
第五节到第十三节。
From verse 5 to 13,
告诉我们说，住在主里面，我们就得着一个属天的一个能力。
If we dwell in the Lord, we will have a spiritual strength.
最后一段告诉我们说，住在主里面，我们就得着一个属天的应许。
The last part tells us that if we dwell in the Lord, we'll get a heavenly promise.
我们先来看头一段。
Let's study the first part.
第二节到第四节。
Verses 2-4.
一个住在主里面的人，他有一个属天的智慧。
He who dwells in the Lord has heavenly wisdom.
这个智慧也分三个方面。
There are two aspects of this wisdom. Three aspects of this wisdom.
头一方面。这个属天的智慧让我们能够来认识我们的神。
First, this wisdom enables us to know our God.
就是我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
如果我们没有这个属天的智慧，
If we do not have the heavenly wisdom,
弟兄姊妹，我们对神的认识都是二手的认识。
Our knowledge of God is always second hand.
我们不敢说神是我的神。
We are afraid to say that God is our God.
我们说神是避难所。
We will say God is our refuge.
神是山寨。
God is my fortress.
神, God is.
Oh, God is a fortress.
神就是神，神是人所倚靠的。
God is somebody that men rely on.
不是自己亲身的经历。
But it is not your first-hand experience.
神不会让我们停留在二手的认识。
But the Lord will not enable, will not allow us to remain second-hand experience.
神也不满意我们有团体的信心。
God is also not satisfied with a corporate faith.
有的时候我们在一起祷告。
Sometimes we pray together.
神垂听我们的祷告。
The Lord has heard our prayers.
神垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
The Lord has heard our prayers with one heart.
当然神喜悦我们有这样的团体的信心。
However, God delights in our corporate faith.
但神不能够满足。
However, God cannot be satisfied.
神盼望每一个人都充满了信心。
God wants every single one of us to be
satisfied. 我们每一个人都说神是我的神。
He wants every one of us to say, God is our God. He is our refuge.
他是我的山寨。
And that everyone would say, He is my fortress.
他是我所倚靠的。
And He is my God in whom I trust.
我们读但以理的故事就是这样。
As we study the story of Daniel, it is like this.
发现但以理和他的三个朋友在神的面前蒙了很大的恩典。
You see that Daniel and his three friends have gained much grace before God.
他们拒绝那些拜过偶像的食物。
They rejected the food that has been served to the idols.
他们在神的面前迫切祷告。
They prayed with earnestness before God.
让神的启示能够显明给这个尼布甲尼撒王。
So that God's revelation can be revealed to King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是我们读那两段故事的时候，我们发现那个信心啊，差不多只是陷在这个但以理的信心上。
However, if you read those two stories, the one who had faith is only Daniel.
因为圣经上说。尼布甲尼撒王就高抬了但以理。
Because the Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar exalted Daniel.
神在但以理书里被称作但以理的神。
And in the book of Daniel, God is referred to as the God of Daniel.
神会不会因此就满意呢？
But would God be satisfied?
神不仅要做但以理的神。
God not only wanted to be the God of Daniel.
神不仅要高升但以理。
Not only did God want to exalt Daniel.
神也要做他三个朋友的神。
God also wanted to be the God of those three
friends. 神也要高升他三个朋友。
And God also wanted to exalt those three friends.
所以神就安排一个很奇妙的环境。
So God arranged for a wondrous environment.
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王非常的骄傲。
We know that King Nebuchadnezzar was very proud.
他就造了一个很大的一个金的雕像。
And he made an image of gold.
他说所有的人都要敬拜他所造的金像。
And he said that everybody had to bow down to the image of gold.
只要不拜的都扔在烈火的窑中。
Anybody who did not bow down will be thrown into the furnace of blazing fire.
我们都很熟悉这段故事。
We're all familiar with the story.
有的时候我在读的时候我们就问说 Where is Daniel?
As we're reading it, we'll ask, where is Daniel?
但以理上哪去了？
Where is Daniel?
但以理是不是偷偷的趴下了？
Did Daniel bow down in secret?
我相信他绝对不会拜的。
I think that Daniel would not bow down to the.
我真的有这样的信心。
I have this faith.
因为你读前后文，你知道但以理向着神是何等的忠心的。
Because you see the passage before and the passages after, God Daniel was so faithful to God.
但是在那一个环境的里面。
However, under that particular circumstance,
神奇妙的把但以理给遮盖起来。
God wondrously covered up Daniel.
这个时候他的三个朋友在神的面前蒙了极大的怜悯。
At this time, the three friends of his have gained much mercy before God.
当这三个朋友从火窑里走出来的时候。
At these three friends walked out of the furnace of blazing fire.
圣经上怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
说你们要敬拜侍奉撒达拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神。
What did the Bible say? It says that you have to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他们在巴比伦城中被高抬。
They have been exalted in Babylon.
神今天要做但以理的神。
God today wanted to be the God of Daniel.
神今天也要做撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神。
God also wants to be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
弟兄姊妹，这样的智慧我们是没有的。
We do not have such wisdom.
我们要住在主的里面。
We have to dwell in the Lord.
我们住在主的里面，就有这样的一个福分。
Then we have this blessing.
得到这样一个属天的智慧。
That we have gained this heavenly wisdom.
然后我们真的见证说，他真的是我们的神。
That we can testify that He is indeed our God.
这里他说他是我的山寨，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨。
Here it says that He is my refuge, my fortress.
避难所和山寨是不一样的。
A refuge is different from a fortress.
这个避难所是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of a refuge?
避难所就是有了灾难在那里。
When there is a tribulation.
但是你躲过去。
However, you are hiding.
住在主里就有这个福气。
If you dwell in the Lord, you have this blessing.
我们都晓得这个以利沙的故事。
We all know the story of Elisha.
那个时候亚兰王一直想这个陷害这个。这个、以色列王
At that time, the king of Aram always wanted to hurt the king of Israel.
他设了很多的圈套
He has set up many, many traps.
设了很多的埋伏
He has set up many, many traps.
但是每一次以色列王都躲过去了
However, every time the king of Israel has avoided them.
因为有以利沙活在神的面前
Because Elisha lived before God.
因为有以利沙住在主里面
Because he dwelled in Christ.
住在主里面实在是我们的避难所
Because he dwelled in the Lord, he has this refuge.
不仅是避难所
Not only is he a refuge,
还是山寨
He's also a fortress.
山寨是什么呢
What is a fortress?
有的时候灾难躲不过去了
Sometimes you cannot avoid the tribulation.
灾难已经临到身上了
The tribulation has already come upon you.
这个时候住在主里面就是我们的山寨
At this time, to dwell in the Lord is our fortress.
这个在日本那个时候侵占中国的时候
When Japan was attacking China
那个时候日本兵进了上海
The Japanese soldiers came to Shanghai
那个时候那现在是年长的姊妹她告诉我们说那个时候他们就正在上海那个地方
There's an elderly sister who told me that at that time they were in Shanghai at the moment
那个时候外面都是日本兵
At that time outside were filled with Japanese soldiers
那个时候灾难已经真的临到了
And tribulations have indeed descended.
他说他的母亲就在神的面前祷告。
And her mother was praying before God.
他们家里一共包括邻居的孩子一共十个小孩。
They have 10 children, including the neighborhood children.
就跟着他的母亲。
They were all following her mother.
他的母亲说那个平安啊，让他们每一个人都觉得里面是平安的。
And because of the peace of the mother, every child felt that within them they had peace.
那么后来日本兵的刺刀就把门给戳破了。
And then the knives of the Japanese soldiers had broken down
the door. 日本兵的皮靴就把门给踏烂了。
And their boots have stepped on the door.
他们十个孩子都在窗台上在那里看。
And all the 10 children were standing at the windowsill to look.
他的母亲就走出去。
And the mother walked out.
这个时候有一个翻译官跑进来
And then at this time a translator came
把他们说了一顿
They lecture them
说到底什么时候你们还藏在这里
What time is it that you're still hiding here
给他画了一个地图
They drew them a map
说你一定要照着这个路线走否则你一定死掉的
You have to take this route otherwise you'll surely die
这个母亲带着十个幼小的孩子走在大街上
So this mother with 10 young children they walk in the main streets.
耶和华是我们的山寨。
The Lord is our fortress.
弟兄姊妹，这样的智慧我们怎么会有？
How do we have this wisdom?
住在主里面。
Because we dwell in the Lord.
住在主里面乃是我们的避难所。
Because to dwell in the Lord is our fortress.
住在主里面乃是我们的山寨。
To dwell in the Lord is our fortress.
当一个人住在主里面的时候
When a person dwells in the Lord
他不仅有认识神的智慧
Not only does he have the wisdom that knows God
他同时有认识仇敌的智慧
He also has the wisdom that knows the enemy
所以在第三节这里告诉我们
So in verse 3 it says
说他必救你脱离扑鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫
For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence.
这里面告诉我们说，仇敌是谁呢？
Here it tells us who is the enemy.
仇敌乃是那个捕鸟人。
He is the trapper.
我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
我们就是那个被捕的鸟。
We're the bird who is to be trapped.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前都知道我们是愚昧的。
Before the Lord, we all know that we're foolish.
我们真的非常的愚昧。
We're truly foolish.
这个我们每一个人都承认的。
We all acknowledge that.
但是不是每一个人都承认说仇敌比我们有智慧。
But not every one of us acknowledge that the enemy has more wisdom than us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是仇敌的对手。
Brothers and sisters, we are equals with the enemy.
我说，如果我们靠我们自己的话
，If we rely on ourselves,
如果我们靠我们自己，我们没有一个人是仇敌的对手。
If we are relying on ourselves, we cannot be the equals of the enemy.
因为就好像鸟对那个捕鸟人一样。
It is just like the bird and trapper.
没有一只鸟聪明到一个地步可以逃脱捕鸟人的网罗。
No bird is smart enough to escape the snares of the trapper.
捕鸟人他很有智慧啊。
The trapper has a lot of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是怕魔鬼。
Brothers and sisters, we're not fearful of the enemy.
我们奉耶稣基督名捆绑魔鬼。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，但我们要敬畏我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we also need to be fearful of our God.
圣经上说，连那些力量全能比我们都大的天使，都不用毁谤的话来指责他。
The Bible says that even for the angels who have more power and strength than us, they would not blaspheme the enemy.
只是主责备你吧。
They only say, the Lord rebuke you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要敬畏神。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be in fear of God.
我们奉耶稣基督的名捆绑那恶者。
We, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind the evil one.
但不要愚昧到一个地步，以为说靠着我们自己，我们能够胜过魔鬼。
However, we should not be foolish enough to think that by ourselves we can overcome the enemy.
我们知道捕鸟人他是非常智慧的。
We know that the trapper has a lot of wisdom.
当那个捕鸟人他要去捉那个鸟的时候
，When the trapper is about to trap the bird,
他首先呢把自己完全隐藏起来。
First, the trapper makes himself vanish.
让你觉得根本就没有捕鸟人。
So that you feel that there's no trapper around.
所以你发现今天世上人说根本就没有魔鬼。
So you know that people in the world say that there's no Satan.
哪有魔鬼啊？
Where's Satan?
都是神让这些灾难发生的。
It is God who allows all these tribulations.
都是神不好。
It is God who is not good.
都是环境不好。
It's the circumstances that are not good.
都是我娶错了太太。
It's because I married the wrong wife.
都是我嫁错了先生。
It's because I married the wrong husband.
仇敌把他自己完全的隐藏起来。
The enemy has totally hidden himself.
有一种的鸟哈，它嗅觉是非常灵敏的。
There's a kind of bird who has various.
你那个捕鸟人就算藏起来，他能够嗅到这个捕鸟人那个口中的味道。
This kind of bird has very sensitive sense of smell, and even if he can sense the smell the taste of the trapper.Smells the mouth of the trapper.
然后那个捕鸟人呢，就含一片很苦很苦的叶子。
So the trapper puts a very bitter leaf in his tongue.
他极尽全力的把自己完全的隐藏起来。
He used all his utmost to hide himself.
连自己的味道都把它隐藏起来。
He even hid his own sense of smell.
他不仅隐藏自己。
Not only did he hide himself.
他让那个鸟哈失去那个警惕。
He also allows the bird to lose his alertness.
我们大家有的人读过那个鹰的故事。
Some of us have read the story about the eagle.
我们这抓这个鹰是最难抓的。
It is hardest to trap eagles.
因为鹰是非常警觉的一种的动物。
Because eagles are very alert animals.
只要有一点点的不一样，它就不会下来。
If there's something different, it would not come down.
所以那些捕鹰的人，他们每一天就花很多的钱去买很多的鱼。
So the trappers of eagles would spend a lot of money to buy fish every day.
每一天都撒在沙滩上。
Every day they spread the fish on the beach.
每天撒都一模一样。
They spread the same amount of fish.
有的甚至可以撒上一个月，撒上两个月。
They would spread the fish for a month or two.
他宁愿付很大的代价。
They are willing to pay a huge price.
但是他每一天做的都一模一样。
But every day they do the same things.
所以当那个鹰在天上看的时候。
As the eagles watch from the sky,
看他每天都一样。
He sees that every day is the same.
哦，每天都有鱼。
Every day there's fish.
每天的鱼都一样。
And every day is the same fish.
每天都一样啊。
Every day is the same.
所以到了一个时候，他就失去了警惕。
So at a certain point in time, the eagle has lost its alertness.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的时候，世界像网罗一样来网住我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, today the world is trapping us.
有的时候我们觉得好像做点事情没事儿。
So we feel that sometimes we do some little thing here and there and nothing happens.
照样可以祷告。
We can still pray.
没什么改变。
There's nothing has changed.
还能赞美了。
And we can still praise.
还有也记得有一次一个姊妹说，她说你看我这段时间好像跟主挺远的，可我祷告的时候，负责弟兄说你祷告的真好。
A sister said that recently she... she has done something, but she can still pray very well.
她觉得一点事都没有。
She felt that nothing has happened.
当这个鸟失去警惕的时候。
When the bird has lost its alertness.
那是她失败的时候。
This is the time when the bird fails.
那个时候那个是他要进入网罗的时候。
This is the time when when it enters into the trap.
而且你知道捕鸟人呢，他对每一种鸟所喜爱的他都有研究的。
And the trapper has a deep research on the likings of each bird.
每一个人软弱都不一样的。
Each person's weakness is not the same.
引诱我的不一定能够引诱你。
Something that can tempt me may not be able to tempt you.
让别人进入网罗都不一定能让我进入网罗。
Something that can allow me to enter into the trap may not allow you to go into the trap.
我记得那个时候，当我住在公寓里的时候。
I remember when I was living in apartments.
那是一个很差的一个洞。
It was a very poor hole.
因为不仅这个有蟑螂，还有老鼠。
Not only were there roaches, there were mice.
所以那个时候我就想这个抓那个老鼠。
So at that time I wanted to trap mice.
那么这个人家说老鼠吃这个 cheese 吃这个奶酪。
People say that mice eat cheese.
其实那是从动画片里看到的。
That's from cartoons only.
这个至少我那个屋里老鼠不吃 cheese 的。
The mice in my home do not eat cheese.
它吃什么呢？
What does it eat?
它吃那个炸鸡外面的那层皮。
Oh, they eat the skin of the fried chicken.
所以那个时候我就付点代价去买这个 fried chicken.
So I pay some price to buy a fried chicken.
百发百中。
Every time I use it, every time it falls under my trap.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是仇敌的对手。
Brothers and sisters, we are not the equals of the enemy.
我们没有这样的智慧。
We don't have that wisdom.
这里面还没有完。
Here it does not end.
它是不光有一个网络。
Not only is there a snare of the trapper.
还有毒害的瘟。
There's also a deadly pestilence.
仇敌太诡诈了。
The enemy is indeed too wicked.
如果他不能把你搞到网络里面。
If he cannot put you in the snare of the trapper.
他用另外的。
He has other means.
他用毒害的瘟疫来恐吓你。
He uses deadly pestilence to scare you.
他让你离开神的心意。
He wants you to depart from the will of God.
有一个弟兄，他那个时候是在英国做主教。
There was a brother who was an archbishop in England.
他叫这个卡文主教。
His archbishop Calvin.
他在一次这个伦敦这个。流行病的时候
there was a virus attack in London.
那么他觉得环境非常的危险。
And he thought that the conditions were very dangerous.
所以他就把全家都这个打装好，坐着马车要到乡下去。
So he gathered around all his family and on a carriage, and they wanted to go head to the countryside.
他都这个戴上礼帽，拿上拐杖，都要。上马车了。
He already put his hat on and he had his cane and he is about to get on the carriage.
他就听见他的马夫啊和另外一个仆人在讲话。
He heard his the person who rides the carriage is talking to one of his servants.
他们在讲说，我们的主人这次为什么要离开城市去乡下呢？
And said, why is our master going to leave the town to go to the countryside?
那马夫就说，因为我觉着耶稣不在城里面。
And the one who rides the carriage says that because I feel that Jesus is not in the town.
耶稣在乡下。
Jesus is in the countryside.
我们的主人爱主。
Our Lord, our master loves the Lord.
所以他要去乡下。
Therefore, he wants to go to the countryside.
他听了以后非常的蒙光照。
After he heard this, he was very enlightened.
好几辆马车都装好了。
They have packed several carriages.
他跟仆人说， 回家。
And he told his servants that we're going home.
他留下来。
He stayed.
那一次神借着他拯救了很多很多的人。
At that time, through him, God saved many, many persons.
他自己一点事都没有。
He was not harmed at all.
仇敌如果不能用网罗网住我们。
If the enemy was not able to trap us.
他用毒害的瘟疫。
He would use a deadly pestilence.
我们都知道第三者乃是网罗。
We know that third parties are traps.
那是一个非常邪恶的网罗。
It is a very evil trap.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能小看仇敌的工作。
We cannot take lightly upon the work of the enemy.
不要以为说和人随便可以就谈谈话。
Don't feel that we can strike up any casual conversations with anyone.
是网罗。
Because it's a trap.
在这个时代的里面
in this generation,
多少的年轻人掉到网罗的里面
many young people have fallen under the trap,
多少的老年人也掉到网罗的里面
even old people have fallen in the trap,
弟兄姊妹网罗是非常厉害的
brothers and sisters, traps are very fierce,
有的时候我们没有第三者
sometimes we do not have a third person,
你看这个时代有一个毒害的瘟疫
but this generation has a deadly pestilence,
它让你有离婚的思想。
It gives you the thought that you can get a divorce.
仇敌千方百计要毁坏神的见证。
The enemy used all kinds of means to destroy the testimony of God.
它让我们进到网罗的里面。
It allows us to get into the trap.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这网罗是小事情啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this trap.
有个弟兄他做见证。
One brother has given a testimony.
他语重心长地跟他的会众讲。
He said with great thoughts.
他说我们在这里的见证已经有65年了。
We have our testimony for 65 years.
65年建立起来的见证。
It is a testimony that has been built up in the past 65 years.
他说，你们觉得需要多少年可以把它拆毁
？How many years do you think it will take to destroy the testimony?
他说65秒钟就可以。
65 seconds.
弟兄姊妹，神的见证建立起来是何等的不容易。
Brothers and sisters, it is hard to build up the testimony of God.
几秒钟就可以把神的见证完全拆毁。
However, it only takes a few seconds to destroy the testimony of God.
我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
So we have to know the wicked scheme.
我们要住在主里面。
We have to dwell in the Lord.
否则我们怎么是仇敌的对手呢？
Otherwise, how can we be the equals of the enemy?
我们怎么能有这样的智慧识破仇敌的诡计呢
？How come we would have this wisdom to understand the scheme of the enemy?
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们常常住在主的里面。
May we dwell in the Lord constantly.
那你说呢？我们怎么住在主的里面
？And then you ask, how can we dwell in the Lord?
当我在思想这个问题的时候
，As I meditate upon this question,
我就想到在旧约圣经里有一个最有智慧的人。
And I remember a person in the Old Testament who is the most wise.
我们都知道他是所罗门王。
We all know that he is Solomon.
哦，他是最有智慧的一个人。
He is the person who is most wise.
我们知道他那个智慧从神来的。
And you know that his wisdom is from God.
他那智慧是怎么来的呢？
Where did he get his wisdom?
是不是他生下来就是这么聪明呢
？Was he as wise when he was born?
是不是他做王的时候就这么聪明呢
？Was he as wise when he became king?
其实当他做王的时候，他很愚昧的。
When he was king, he was very foolish.
我们在那个他刚做王的时候，他就跑到基遍这个地方去献祭。
You know that when he first became king, he went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices.
那个地方是他的父亲大卫一生都不敢去的。
That was a place where his father David would never dare go.
虽然那个地方有摩西的会幕。
Even though there was the tabernacle of Moses.
虽然那个地方有摩西的祭坛。
Even though there was the altar of Moses.
虽然那个时候有一个很出名的一个大的丘坛。
Even though there was a huge altar place at the time.
他的父亲大卫都不敢去。
His father David dared not go.
因为他的父亲大卫不跟随遗传。
Because his father David did not follow tradition.
他不跟随传统。
He did not follow customs.
他只跟随主的同在。
He only followed the presence of the Lord.
他为约柜建造一个会幕。
For the tabernacle, he built up a shelter.
那是属灵的实际。
That was a spiritual reality.
他的儿子所罗门刚做王的时候没有这样的智慧。
His son Solomon, when he first became king, did not have this wisdom.
他跑到基甸去。
So he went to Gibeon.
圣经上明明告诉我们，因为那里有名。
And the Bible clearly said that because it was well known.
因为那里有传统。
And there were traditions.
有什么比摩西的帐幕更加传统呢？
What is more traditional than the tabernacle?
有什么比这个摩西的祭坛更加正宗呢？
What is more orthodox than the altar of Moses?
当然要去基甸地方了。
Of course, you have to go to the Gibeon high place.
但是那一次的经历，你发现所罗门被带进基督的里面。
However, through that experience, you realize that Solomon was brought into
the place of
Christ. He was brought into the secret place of the Most High.
虽然去的时候是那样的愚昧。
Even though he went foolishly.
但是那一次经历使他得着属天的智慧。
But that experience allowed him to gain heavenly wisdom.
他是怎么样进到这样的交通里面呢？
How did he enter into this communion?
我们如果读那段故事，有两点是我们特别需要注意的。
If we read that story, there are two points that really require our attention.
一个就是奉献。
One is sacrifice.
所罗门去基甸不是为了别的目的。
Solomon did not go to Gibeon for other reasons.
还是要献燔祭。
Because he wanted to offer burnt sacrifice.
他虽然愚昧。
Even though he was foolish.
但是他在神的面前有一个奉献的心志。
However, before the Lord, he has a heart of offering.
他愿意把自己交在神的手里。
He wanted to offer himself into the hands of God.
所以在罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们。
Therefore, Romans 12 says, tells us.
如果我们把我们自己当作活祭来献上的话。
If we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那你说神就会做一件奇妙的事。
God would do a wonderful thing.
就让我们能够查验何为神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
He would allow us to prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的都是很愚昧的。
Brothers and sisters, we're all very foolish.
我们怎么会有这样的智慧呢？
How can we have this wisdom?
我们怎么能够进到这样的交通里面呢？
How can we get into this communion?
我们把自己奉献给主。
Offer ourselves as sacrifice.
把自己当作活祭献在主的面前。
We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
就算我们是世间最愚昧的一个人。
Even if we're the most foolish person on this world.
神他能把我们带进这样的福分的里面。
God is able to bring us into this blessing.
这是一方面。
This is one aspect.
另一方面。
On another aspect.
在那次的经历的里面。
Is that through that experience.
我看见所罗门里面有一个单纯的心。
We see that Solomon had a pure heart.
他不求名利。
He was not willing to ask for
不求地位
fame and position.
不求伟大。
He was not asked for greatness.
不求亨通。
He was not asking for smooth conditions.
他只求能够在神的百姓中能够出入。
He was only willing to ask to go be in and out with his people.
他只盼望神能用他能够来牧养以色列的群羊。
He only want God to enable him to shepherd the people.
在马太福音那里告诉我们，清心的人有福了。
Matthew said that blessed are those who are pure in heart.
他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
我们愚昧。
We are foolish.
我们不好。
We're no good.
但是这个福分是为我们所预备的，弟兄姊妹。
But this blessing has been prepared for us, brothers and sisters.
我们把自己完全奉献给我们的神。
We offer ourselves totally to our God.
我们有一个单纯的祷告。
We have a pure prayer.
虽然我们有太多的掺杂。
Even though we have too much mixture.
但是我们可以有一个单纯的祷告。
But we can have a pure prayer.
主，我愿意成为你自己的一个使者。
Lord, I'm willing to be a messenger.
我愿意成为你的一个仆人。
I'm willing to be a servant.
我愿意成为你的一个使女。
I'm willing to be a maid servant of yours.
你来自由的使用我。
May you use me freely.
神奇妙的作为，他会把我们带进至高者的隐秘处。
The wondrous workings of God would bring us into the
secret place of the Most High. 可以以至高者为我们的居所。
And He would enable us to use the Most High as our dwelling place.
他让我们得着这样属天的智慧。
He would allow us to gain this heavenly wisdom.
在这样一个淫乱的时代的里面。
In this evil and adulterous generation.
成为他自己的见证。
And that we can become His testimony.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
实在是你为我们开了这条又新又活的道路。
You have opened up a new and living way for us.
我们感谢你， 让我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到世人的宝座面前。
We thank you that we can come before your throne of mercy with confidence.
我们求主光照我们里面的心眼。
We entreat with the Lord to enlighten our hearts.
让我们都羡慕天天住在主的里面。
So that we desire to dwell in the Lord every day.
以至高者为我们的居所。
And have our dwelling place in the Most High.
你说这里告诉我们住在至高者隐秘处的就必住在全能者的荫下。
Because you say that he who dwells in the shelter, the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
求你带我们都进入这样的福分。
So enable us to get into this blessing.
然后我们每一个人都有属天的智慧。
So that we all have heavenly wisdom.
恩待我们。
Be gracious toward us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.